We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, it was another day, another alteration in capacity limitations, what you can and can't do in New York State. Aaron Katursky is joining us now with more. And Aaron, vaccinated versus unvaccinated seating at ballparks is kind of the big headline from yesterday.
Yeah, I think it's one of them, Brian, as this really seems to be more in permissibility rather than restriction now as coronavirus cases drop and more states feel comfortable with more reopenings, and in New York, the capacity of seating at the ballpark is going to depend on whether you're vaccinated or not. There are going to be two separate sections now. The vaccinated can sit as normal. You want to bring 30 guys for your bachelor party to a ball game? Have at it, as long as everybody's vaccinated. If you're unvaccinated, you're going to be seated in a different section, with 6 feet of social distancing and at 33% capacity in that particular section, and everybody still has to wear a mask.
That's ballparks, and now the governor also announced that Broadway is reopening this fall. What are the details on that?
So by September is when we expect shows to begin. Not all of them. There were about three dozen shows that were in production, Susan, when Broadway shut down last March. And it put an awful lot of people out of work. There are some estimates it's about 100,000 jobs that depend on Broadway. And right now, all those people are out of work. So getting Broadway back and the curtains back up is really good news. It is going to take some time, though. And it's not just the governor's edict, because one of the things that Broadway has to decide is whether it's worth it and whether people are going to feel comfortable coming back into a theater. The governor's going to allow the theaters to open at 100% capacity. So the question will be whether people feel comfortable sitting in a theater and under what parameters. That's going to be up to the individual theaters. But starting as soon as today, tickets can go on sale for September performances. We know already that Phantom of the Opera is coming back, and we expect soon to hear that Wicked, The Lion King, and Hamilton are going to be coming back. Those are, almost guaranteed successes. Shows with, less of an immediate following, they're going to have some marketing and advertising to do before they can return.
Now, looking at all, it's kind of crazy to keep in mind different venues, different limitations, and different capacities. There's no vaccination requirement that was announced yesterday on that Broadway at 100% capacity. Aaron, it was just a week ago, we announced the big state fair outside 50% capacity. And the Broadway reopening is about, 2 weeks after that can be 100% capacity inside without vaccination. It's safe to say these things are going to be changing all the time, and it is kind of confusing to figure out what goes behind the decision for what venue.
I think that's, it's a good point, Brian, and I think the key thing that you said is things are evolving, but at least they're evolving in the direction of opening rather than closing, and I think also the idea is to give people, and the governor's been pretty blatant about this, to give people incentive to be vaccinated. And to that end, you show up at a Mets or a Yankees game, you get the Johnson & Johnson one shot, they'll give you a ticket to the game. So the state is doing what it can to try and encourage vaccination so that less of this is an issue. You won't have to worry because you'll be vaccinated and entry and admittance won't be as much of an issue. But I think you're right. There doesn't seem to be a uniform policy. And a lot of this, I think, is not wishful thinking. I think it's a forecast based on the statistics and the caseload. But the hope is that by September, it will be okay to be indoors again and in theaters again. And that's going to be a personal calculation for a lot of people. But at least from a public health standpoint, the hope is that that's going to be all right. And whether individuals feel comfortable is another question.
Right. Aaron, thank you. Aaron Katursky joining us from New York with the update.